come yourself to then abjanabha of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose navel is like a lotus flower, angri, feet, saroja, lotus, kosha, whole, durga, the stronghold, ashrita, taken shelter of, nirjita, conquered, sat sapatnaha, the six enemies, the mind and the five senses, bhungshva, enjoy, iha, in this world, in this material world, bhogan, enjoyable things, purusha, by the Supreme Person, adhisthan, extraordinarily ordered, vimukta, liberated, sangha, from the material association, prakritim, constitutional position, bhajasva, enjoy. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येनस्तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीजुदापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते. तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हुकुम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयति गिरिं यत्कृपादं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्. हरे कृष्णा. सो दिस चैप्टर नेम द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत. सो इन प्रीवियस वर्सेस एज वी सॉ दैट हाउ Priyavrata Maharaj was engaged in austerities and had taken a vow of celibacy, but now there was no ruler to this world, and in this situation Swayambhu Manu, he approached Priyavrata to take the charge of this world as a king. But because Priyavrata Maharaj was had taken a vow of celibacy. King means everything. It then queen, then Raja means Rani, then Praja, and everything comes. Opulence, sense gratification. So immediately Priyavrata, he rejected. And of course Priyavrata Guru Maharaj was Narad Muni himself. So he himself is also brahmachari, so he supported Priyavrata. So then Brahma had to come, and Brahma had to tell that no, this is the order of the Supreme Lord, that Priyavrata Maharaj has to take the responsibility of this world as a king, and he should get married and rule this world. So now this is the last verse where Brahma is giving a final instruction to Priyavrata, that don't worry, because here Brahma is saying, my dear Priyavrata, seek shelter inside the opening in the lotus feet of the Lord, whose navel is also like a lotus. Thus conquer the six senses, sense organs, the mind, the knowledge acquiring senses. Accept the material enjoyment because the Lord extraordinarily has ordered you to do this. You will thus always be liberated from the material association and will be able to carry out the Lord's order in your constitutional position. So Lord Brahma is saying that you have to take, this is an extraordinarily, this world is used extraordinarily. Because generally, if somebody tells you that if you are a brahmachari and somebody tells you now you go marry a nice wife, beautiful wife, and have a lot of opulence, big house, then it's very tempting. You know, one may immediately agree to this proposal, and one may think that, oh, it's such a nice opportunity. Because generally, everyone desires to have that in this material world. A big position, lot of money, beautiful wife. And now here there is a justification. When there is a justification that the Lord only wants, then one may get carried away. So generally this instruction is not given. Generally the tendency is that when one comes in contact with this material senses, then immediately the tendency is that one gets attached to that sense object. And one may give up the attachment to the Lord. So that's why this is a very dangerous situation. And as Priyavrat Maharaj was a great soul, he could understand this. So it is the instructions of Lord, but still to take this responsibility as a king is a very dangerous situation. Because in that position, king means a very big position where one gets the full controllership. Whatever he says, the people will follow. And he will be surrounded with all beautiful women. That's why one may get carried away. Like, we have a story of Alabandar, Yamunacharya. So Alabandar was Yamunacharya when he was just a young boy, 12-year-old boy. So that time, he was a very scholarly person at the age of 12. So the king at that time, the South Indian king, so he had one pandit in his court and he was very proud of his learning. But Yamunacharya, he was just 12-year-old boy and he came there and he defeated that pandit, asking this three questions, very easily defeated. And the queen and the king, they had made agreement that if this small boy, he wins over this pandit, then we will give him half of the kingdom to that boy. So because Yamunacharya, he won that debate very easily, so the king gave him half of the kingdom. But what happened was that slowly, slowly he got attached. He forgot devotional service. Because when one is surrounded with beautiful women, then one may get attached to sense gratification. So that what happened. And then again, Nath Muni, his spiritual master, had to send one of his disciples to remind him again of the Supreme Lord. And again, with great difficulty, he came back to devotional service. So this is the nature of this world. So Brahma is trying to pacify him. He's saying that, don't worry. You always fix your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. So here the lotus feet of the Lord is compared to the lotus. Everything, whatever, whenever we say lotus eyes, lotus face, lotus hands, lotus navel. Because lotus represents beauty in this world. The most beautiful thing in this world is lotus. So when we compare this lotus, there is no comparison actually, because Lord is above any mundane beauty. Because Lord is completely transcendental, His beauty cannot be compared with anything, but still to have some idea, we give comparison. Just like a child has to be shown a moon. Suppose a moon is behind some tree, some mango tree. So the child is shown, see first this tree, you can see this tree, just go up, little go up. See upstairs there are many leaves, and you see behind that leaves there is a moon, like that. So in this way, in our material conditioned life, we may not able to understand the beauty, how much beautiful Krishna is. Everything, his limbs are so beautiful. Angani asya sakalendriya vritti manti, all his angas, all his sense, bodily limbs are so beautiful, so perfect. But still, the shastras, the great learned sages, they give the example of lotus. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So anyway, so this lotus feet of Lord is the goal of meditation. So when one meditates on this lotus feet, they act as a thunderbolt. Just like a thunderbolt can destroy the peak, mountain peak, similarly the thunderbolt, when one remembers the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, they act like thunderbolt and all the sins are completely destroyed. So that's why Kulashekar also in his Mukanda Mala Stotra, he prays, Krishna Tvadiya Padapanka Japanjarantam Addaivame Vishatumana Sarajahamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kantha Varodana Vidho Smaranam Kuthaste. So he is saying that Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam. Here also Lord Brahma is saying that, my dear Priyavat, seek shelter inside the opening in the lotus feet of the Lord. So Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Advaima Vem Vishatu Manasa Rajahamsa. So Rajahamsa means swan. So the swans, they take enjoyment in putting their beak in the stem of the lotus flower. They get juice from there. So similarly, the comparison is given that Kulashekar is saying that, let my mind be also always engaged in your lotus feet. Because prana prayana samaye kahuvad pitte. Because at the time of that, it is very difficult to remember you. Kafavada pitte. Kafavada means, at a time of death, the whole this pipe will be choked with kafavada pitta, mucus, bile, everything. So that time, to chant the holy name is very, very difficult. So now he is saying, I am very fit. So let me give up my life just now, remembering you. Kantha varadana vidho smaranam kuthasthit. So at a time of death, I don't know I am able to remember you or not, but now I am fit, so please, I am remembering you, please take my life, he is saying. So the ultimate goal, when one remembers the Supreme Lord, then he can easily conquer all the six senses. Thus conquer the six senses, the mind and the knowledge acquiring senses. The mind and Kshotram Chakshu Sparshanam Cha Rasanam Ghranam Evacha അധിഷ്ഠായ മനശ്ചായം വിഷയാനുപസേവത്തെ. ഇൻ ഭഗവത്ഗീത കൃഷ്ണ എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ വി ഹാവ് ദിസ് ഫൈവ് സെൻസസ്. ക്ഷുത്രം, ക്ഷുത്രം മീൻസ് ഇയേഴ്സ്, ചക്ഷു ഐസ്, സ്പർശനം ച ദ ടച്ച് സ്കിൻ, രസണം ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ദ ടേസ്റ്റ്, ആൻഡ് ഗ്രഹണം ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് സ്മെൽ. സോ ദീസ് ആർ ഗിവൻ അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ദ ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ്. ദ മോസ്റ്റ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് പാർട്ട് ഓഫ് അവർ മോസ്റ്റ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് സെൻസസ് ഇസ് ക്ഷുത്രം, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് അവർ ഇയേഴ്സ്. ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് പാർട്ട് ഇസ് ചക്ഷു ഐസ്, ദെൻ ടച്ച്, ആൻഡ് ദെൻ രസണം ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ടേസ്റ്റ്, ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ഗ്രഹണം ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് സ്മെൽ. So now in other animals, other living entities like dog, or it may be other way around, their nose is very like a dog, you know, dog sees through his nose. Many animals, they see through his nose, their nose. But our ears are the most important. Human beings' ears are the most important. And the smell sense has been kept to minimum in our human form of life, because if you would have kept like a dog or some other animal, if you would have been very sensitive to the smell, then we would have been miserable, because the body is so horrible, so stinky. Everything here is so stinking everywhere. So one may, you know, Because the human beings have discrimination power, good smell, bad smell. The animals don't have that discriminating power, good or bad. So for them, you know, you can see that a hog or a dog, it will go and smell the stool. But a human being can't go and smell the stool, isn't it? It has discrimination, that good smell and bad smell. So that's why if the smell organ is very powerful in human beings, then he will not able to live, because this body is so horrible, so stinky. But the most important part of the body is this ears, because by this ears we can perfect our, just by this ears hearing about Krishna, two things we can do. One thing is hear mundane topics or hear Krishna katha. Only two things this ears can do. So when one hears Krishna katha, he is liberated. But when one hears mundane topics, then he degrades himself. So that's why when one remembers Krishna's lotus feet, then very easily, very automatically, he conquers his senses. And here Brahma is saying that, Priyavrat, you take this order of the Supreme Lord, take this material enjoyment, and because it has been ordered by the Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord has ordered that you should become a householder, and if you engage yourself in devotional service, you are already liberated. You don't have to worry. So that's why here Rupa Goswami also says that Iha yasya harer dasya karmana manasa gira nikhilapi avastasu jivan muktasa uchyate. So if one engages in senses in Krishna's service, then automatically he is already liberated. Yasya harer dasya karmana manasa gira. Karmana means by his activities, manasa means by his mind, and gira means by his speech. So by these three things, if he is, he may be in any position, he may be a brahmachari or he may be a grahastha, that doesn't matter, or a vanaprastha or sannyasi. So it is never said that if one is a brahmachari, then he is liberated. Never in scriptures you will find this kind of statements, that if you become brahmachari, you are liberated, or if you become sannyasi, you are liberated. No, they are just designations. So one may be in any situation, so one may not, should not be proud of his situation. Suppose one is a brahmachari, he may think, oh, I have given up association of women, so he may become proud. He may think superior to grahastas, or a sannyasi may feel he is superior to all other ashrams. But these ashrams are just given to us so that to facilitate, it is just a facility to perform devotional service. They are just a platform. So, if in any situation, if one is engaged, karmana, manasa, gira, that's three, by his activities, by his mind and by his words, if he is engaged in Krishna's service, then he is already liberated. So there is no doubt. Nikhilapi avasthasu jivan mukta sochate. He is completely liberated. So in this purport next, Prabhupada states that there are three kinds of men within this material world. Those who are trying to enjoy the senses to the utmost are called karmis. Above them are gyanis, and who try to conquer the urge of the senses, and above them are yogis, who have already conquered their senses. So Prabhupada is mentioning here there are three types of people: karmis, gyanis and yogis. But next he is saying that above all is a devotee. Mamcha yabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samitetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So there are four categories in this world. First is karmis. So generally one may think that a householder is a karmi. No. A householder, as it is described, are in two different types. One is grahamedi and one is grahastha. So the grahastha ashram, one who is a real grahastha, his goal of life is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is the center of his life. But a grahamedi, sense gratification, is the goal of life. And in Kali Yuga we see that 99.9% of the people in this world are grahamedis. Graham andakupam vanam gato yad harimashre. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying to Hiranyakashipu that this grahamedi life is just like a andakup. Andakup means a deep dark well. So 99.9% of the people in this world are completely in deep dark well, where there is no, they think that by sense gratification they will become happy, but it is just only giving them misery. So this material existence is considered to be a deep dark well, and if somebody is unfortunately is stuck up there, it's very very difficult to get out of this deep dark well. How many of you or many of us may have seen this deep dark well? Sometimes they are too deep, and if the water is just 200, 300 feet below, and the sunlight also doesn't reach there, and if you are stuck up there, there is no hope. You can just only loudly shout. That is what we do. The chanting of Hare Krishna is loudly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So one when starts chanting the holy name, then he becomes grahastha. Till he doesn't chant the holy name, he is still a grahamedi. So next, here in the purport, this point I have to complete. So karmi is gyanis. So above karmi is gyani. So in gyanis, what they are fed up with this sense gratification. Because they indulge in sense gratification, they experience miseries. So they say that let us give up sense gratification and let us go on path of, they come on the platform of mind. Gyanis are on the platform of mind. Karmis are on the platform of senses. And then yogis, then above that, gyanis are yogis. And yogis means they have completely conquered their senses by austerity. But that position is also fragile, just like Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni used to, you know, like in winter, he used to, submerge himself in deep in the ice, and in summer he would lit fire around him. So opposite, like generally people in summer want AC, they put on the AC, and in winter they put heater. But Vishwamitra Muni was doing opposite. So in winter he would submerge himself in ice cold water or. So up till now the record is, I saw one documentary where he said that one man, he can be just more than just 15 minutes he can be in ice cold water. And if he goes beyond that he will die. So he has just practiced 15 minutes in ice cold water. But Vishwamitra Muni would, that time they were very powerful, so they could stay there for years in ice cold water. So yogis, but that position is fragile because they don't have any shelter. So that's why we see that we hear the story that Vishwamitra fell down just by the sound of the ankle bells of apsara. So that's why a person who has taken to devotional service is the greatest. Generally otherwise people think that bhakti is for those who are less intelligent. The jnanis or these yogis, they say that we are great people, we have that power, and bhakti is for women and those unintelligent men. But no. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that those who take to devotional service is most cleverest of all, is the most intelligent. Krishna Jai Bhaje Sri Vado Chatur. So bhakti is the topmost because that is the most rarest thing actually. To practice bhakti is not so easy. Especially in this age of Kali Yuga, bhakti means what? To always remember Krishna. And to remember Krishna is so difficult in this Kali Yuga because at present we have so many distractions. So many distractions, especially in cities like Bombay. So many distractions are there. Really we have to struggle very hard to always remember Krishna. So, like we hear the story of Ajamil, that once he saw a Shudra and Shudrani embracing each other, and he was on the platform, like he was a great Brahmana, and he was completely fixed up in his service to his Guru. But just that one glance made him fall down. He fell down and married that prostitute. And what to speak of now, what is the situation? We see big billboards, so much of television propaganda, internet propaganda. So, it's very difficult. So, we have to really be very determined to always work for Krishna, karmana manasagira. So, hard struggle, it's not so easy to become a bhakta, means to practice bhakti is not so easy. And to get devotional service is the most difficult thing. As it is said that they may say, the karmis or jnanis or yogis, they may say that our path is the most difficult. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated, jnata sulabha muktir bhukti yajnadi punyataha shreyam sadhana sarasrer hari bhakti sudurlabha. Here Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, jnata sulabha mukti. So one who wants mukti, if he studies scriptures on jnana marga, he is on the jnana marga, he is guaranteed liberation. He will merge in sayujya mukti, he will get impersonal Brahman very easily. Krishna immediately grants that, take it. Bhukti yajnadi punyataha. So if one is aspiring for enjoyment, maybe in this world or in heavenly planets. He wants to be with beautiful apsaras, sing beautiful songs like Gandharvas. They are all bhukti, heavenly pleasures. So by prescribed yajna and punya, you immediately get that. Bhukti yajnyadi punyatah. Yajna and punya, like Ashwamedha yajna, Gomedha yajna, and other vratas. So if you do that, so you get this enjoyment very easily. Or you worship Shiva or any demigods, they will immediately grant you these benedictions, enjoyment. Bhukti yajna adi punya. Shreyam sadhana sahasrer. Shreyam means that if you want ashta siddhi, like to become smaller than the smallest anima, laghima, to become bigger than the biggest prapti, there are ashta siddhis. So if you want that, you do sadhana, you do tapasya, you get it. But hari bhakti su durlabha. Hari bhakti, devotional service to Krishna, is very very rare. Because in spite of practicing devotion, you may chant Hare Krishna, you may do devotional service, but it is up to Krishna to give you devotional service. It is His free will. So one may practice devotional service for 2 days and he may get devotional service immediately. Just like Jagai Madhai. So Jagai Madhai, what was their qualification? They were so sinful that even Yamaraj got fainted when they got liberated. So in one day, one moment, they got liberated, they got Krishna prem. And one may practice devotional service for lifetimes, but one may not get this devotional service. So that's why it is said it's very rare, because it is up to Krishna to give it or not. That is His free will. Suppose a very rich person, a crorepati. So if he decides to give, suppose 100 crores to somebody, it is His free will. He may give it to unqualified person also, and he may not give it to qualified person also. So we can't say that, oh, I am qualified for devotional service, so I should get Krishna prem. No. Because it is completely, because Krishna, when He gives this devotional, He becomes servant, because He is completely purchased by the devotee. So bhaktyamam abhijanati. So by devotional service, one can understand Krishna and one can completely purchase Krishna. So that's why Krishna very very selectively He gives this devotional service. So that's why it's very very rare. So here another very important point is mentioned, that one has to carry that order of Supreme Personality of God. Everybody's duty is to carry out the order of Supreme Personality of God. One cannot deny the order of Supreme Lord. If one denies, then he is on the irreligious path. Jai Sisi Radha Rasberi Bhagwan Ki Jai, Sisi Taram Lakshman Hanumanji Ki Jai, Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So suppose if Priyavrat Maharaj would have rejected Brahma's advice also and thought of becoming a celibate, continue his austerity, then externally it may look that he is on the religious path, he is performing austerity, but that would be irreligious, because dharman tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. The Shastra says that whatever is the desire, whatever is the order of the Supreme Lord, that is dharma, that is religion, and anything else, other thing, are all irreligion. So when Krishna told Yudhishthir Maharaj that tell lie that Ashwatthama is dead to Dronacharya, that is religion. So one may say, a moralist may say that, oh, how can Krishna order Yudhishthir to tell lie? This lie is irreligious. No. Lie, true, false, or whatever it is. by mundane conception or by means of morality, by Niti Shastra, they may be right. But when Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme authority, so when he orders, then that becomes the religion. One has to follow. So that's why Arjuna also understood that the essence of Bhagavad Gita is what? Whatever may be your relationship with Bhishma, he may be your grandfather, or Dronacharya may be your guru, and Duryodhan may be your brother and everything. But I want that you should fight and kill them. That was the desire of Krishna. So if you say that, if you think that violence is irreligion and non-violence is religion, as it is preached outside world, moral world, anybody will say that violence is irreligion and non-violence is religion, they will say that. But here we see that after Bhagavad Gita, so much of killing took place. Crores and crores of people lost their life. So how will we decide what is religion and what is irreligion? It is very simple. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever Krishna says, whatever his desire is, that is religion. That's why Arjuna, when he understood that, then he said, nashto moha smutir labdha tvat prasadat maya chuta. By your mercy, I have now understood. Stitosmin gata sandeya karishya vachanam tava. Now I will, without any doubt, I will perform this act of killing. Karishya vachanam tava. Whatever you say, I will do that. So that is what is a real devotee. Not hovering on a mental platform, thinking this is right or that is right. One should blindly follow the orders of Supreme Lord. That is what is the essence of this purport Prabhupada is mentioning. And one follows that, remembering Krishna, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yuddhacha. So Krishna is advising Arjuna, whatever activity you perform on my order, you have to think of me always. And whenever we perform our activities thinking of him, then our activities are completely akarma. That is not, that will not bind us in this material world. Otherwise it will always bind us. Binding means what? Again taking birth, repetition of birth and death. So we see the example of Ambarish Maharaj also. How he also always used to remember Krishna. Savai manah Krishna padaravinda. Vachamshu vaikuntu gunanu varanane. Karo harer mandiram archana shu shrutim chakar achyut kathadaya. So Ambarish Maharaj was also in the position of king. Now here Priyavrat Maharaj is also taking position of a king. And we have a very good example of Ambarish Maharaj. He was also king. He was also ruling this whole universe. But he had completely focused his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So that's why for him it was very, very easy, and he is glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam. And even the greatest of the greatest yogi, Dhruvas Muni, could not harm him. So when Dhruvas Muni, he offended Ambarish Maharaj. In fact, he himself got landed in trouble. And then he had to go to Vaikuntha. That time Vishnu, Narayan, he said that sadhu rudhayam ayam sadhunam rudhayam tam madanyate na janante naham tebhyo managapi. Because the devotees always think of me, I also always think of him. So when we all remember Krishna, immediately Krishna also remembers us. It is not that we are just remembering Krishna and Krishna has nothing, he doesn't care for us. He is doing his own leelas. It's not like that. The moment you remember Krishna, Krishna also remembers you. The moment you forget Krishna, then Krishna always remembers you, but there is no reciprocation. Sadhunam hridayam tvam sadhunam hrudhayam tvam. Mad anyatya na janant. And Krishna says, Narayana says, I don't know anything else than my devotees. So the better is that you brahmana, you are a brahmana, and austerity and all are actually the ornament of a brahmana. But if it is used against my devotee, that same austerity, same thing will become a weapon, will destroy you. So better is that you go back to Amrish Maharaj and beg forgiveness. So in this way, the ultimate goal of life is to always try to remember Krishna. Because the main source, Krishna Bhuliya Seji Vanadi Bahirmuk Atayva Mayatare, there is samsara. The main reason for of material existence is forgetfulness of Krishna. Krishna Bhuliya Seji Anadi Bahirmuk, from time immemorial. Like, Anadi means before the creation of this material world. And because of that, Atayva Mayatare, there is samsara. And that is the cause Maya is giving us all kinds of sufferings. Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Atmik. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also we see that how Pundarik Vidyanidhi was a very opulent person, very rich person. So when Gadadhar Pandit, he took Gadadhar Pandit to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi was from Chittagong. And he came to Navadvip, and that time, you know, he was sitting on a very opulent bed, wearing silk clothes and chewing a pan in his mouth. His hair were combed, long hair, nicely, you know, oiled. So one may think this devotee means a sadhu, like wearing a very simple clothes, but this Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he is wearing so opulent dress. So Gadadhar Pandit committed little mental offense. So the Mukundat could understand that there is something problem with Gadadhar Pandit. So immediately he chanted the shloka. Aho vakiyam sthanakala kotam. So when he chanted the shloka, immediately when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard the shloka, where it describes that how Krishna is so merciful, that even he gave liberation to Putana. Putana came to kill, but because just she offered her breast milk, he gave her position of a mother. Dhatri means nurse, assistant of Yashodamai. That is the mercy. By hearing that, immediately Pundarik Vidyanidhi went into ecstasy and started scratching his clothes, tore all his clothes. And 12 people could not catch him because he was in so much ecstasy. So then Gadadhar Pandit understood that actually Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a great soul. So in this way, and we see another example, Sridhar Kolavich. Sridhar Kolavich was so poor that he didn't have a pin and a thread to sew his clothes. So wherever the clothes were torn, he would put a knot in that. And there was no proper shelter. He would live in a very small hut. But still he was completely satisfied. He said, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him the benediction, whatever you want, you can ask. You can become king of the entire world. But Sridhar Kolavich said, no, I just want that you should come and bargain this banana leaf with me. That was his desire. So in this way, this essence of this purport and essence of Bhagavatam is that to always remember Krishna, kabu na badibe tumar vishay taranga punarapi ahi thai pabu morasanga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed South Indian Brahmana that jara dekha tara kahe Krishna, we should preach now as it's a marathon time, everybody is distributing Bhagavad Gita. So, one by engaging in devotional service, kabuna badibhe tumar vishay taranga. So, never one devotee will be disturbed by sense gratification. And punarapi ahi thai pabha morasanga. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, again, here only you will get my association. So chanting of the holy name is so powerful. Even he told Vasudev that when Vasudev got a very beautiful body, he was a leper. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, he got a very beautiful body. So Vasudev, he said that now I have got a beautiful body, I may become proud. So why have you given me this beautiful body? But he said that Prabhu kahe, tuma kabu na hobe abhiman, nirantara karatumi Krishna Krishna naam. So this is the essence, nirantara karatumi, always think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.